Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. If you're waking up in North India, you might have woken up earlier than usual with that small bit of earthquake hitting parts of Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. If you're having breakfast, well, do it in style, like the two masterminds of the high-profile Nizam Museum theft who couldn't resist treating themselves like monarchs. They not only decided on enjoying a royal meal, but did so in the very diamond-studded gold tiffin box that they stole from the museum. Speaking of eating, a book on Donald Trump's days as president has revealed that Prime Minister Modi wanted to have dinner with Trump at the famous presidential resort called the Camp Davis, but Trump wasn't so excited, but still considers the Prime Minister a friend. Trump, whose sensitive side is known to all, as exemplified in his message on the anniversary of the September 11 attacks on the Twin Towers by saying, 17 years since September 11. That's it. Most people would use the day to honor the dead rather than show their counting abilities. But then, he is no ordinary person. It is 12 September 2018 and blame games is what was trending yesterday. So let's begin today's editorial with the one that seems like the plane that hit the Twin Towers of the UPA and NDA. And we mean Raghuram Rajan. Former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan has cautioned that the next crisis in India's banking sector could come from loans given to the unorganized micro and small business called Mudra loans and credit extended through the Kisan credit card. A list of high-profile cases related to banking frauds was sent to the Prime Minister's office for a coordinated action, said former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan in a note to the parliamentary panel. In the same note to the chairman of Estimates Committee, Murli Manohar Joshi, Rajan said that the size of frauds in the public sector banking system has been increasing, though still small relative to the overall volume of NPAs. While the opposition party alleged that the increase in NPAs was due to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's wink alone policy, the BJP claimed that Rajan's remarks were a loud proclamation of the corruption done by the Congress. Well, both the Twin Towers of Indian politics may play the blame game, but while certain industrialists get away, we the people will always be there to pay the price for the cronyism and corruption, just like we will pay the price for the enthusiasm of the Aadhaar advocacy group. So let's move on to Aadhaar. Even as the Supreme Court questioned the center on the UIDAI tender, which aimed to launch a social media wing in order to counter the negative ideas on Aadhaar, aka surveillance state, an investigation by HuffPost put holes in the thick and tall walls of security that UIDAI claimed guards the problematic program. An investigation by them revealed that the Aadhaar database, which contains the biometrics and personal information of over 1 billion Indians, had been compromised by a software patch which disables critical security features of the software used to enroll new Aadhaar users. According to the report, any unauthorized person from anywhere in the world can generate Aadhaar ID using the patch, which is freely available for just ₹2,500. The UIDAI said that it matches all the biometric, the 10 fingerprints and both iris of a resident enrolling for Aadhaar with the biometrics of all Aadhaar holders before issuing an Aadhaar. And so the claims of introducing information into Aadhaar database were completely unfounded. When talking about blame games, the senior BJP leaders, the ones before the Modi-Shah duopoly, kicked in, did a presser again this time on Rafael, the second one hitting straight at the Prime Minister and kicking up a security threat storm, accusing him of being personally culpable for what they called the largest defense scam the country has seen. Speaking to the media, former Union Minister Arun Shori said, quote, "The entire deal has been struck by one man, the PM, and the entire web of lies has been spun to protect that one man." The trio accused the Prime Minister of unilaterally proceeding with a deal that bypassed long laid down procedures of defence procurement in an illegal manner. They cited Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley's blog from 28 August that said the Rafael deal was announced on 10th April 2015 and the approval for the Defence Acquisition Council came through on the 13th of May 2015. Further on, the trio accused the government of using the Indian Air Force to cover up for itself. Quote, "Now you are making IAF Vice Chief lie. He is lying. IAF never said buy 36 aircraft. You are playing with IAF's morale." Unquote, charged Supreme Court Advocate Prashant Bhushan. And on to some other news in case you were missing out from all the action. Let us make you feel that you really are that deprived. An Indian billionaire has put out an advert for 12 servants to look after his daughter when she starts her four-year course at St. Andrews University in Scotland, the same university where Prince William met Kate. Speaking of universities, AMU is in news again, this time for the ridiculous diktat. It has asked students and the residents of its men's hostels at the Sir Shah Suleiman Hall to not step outside their rooms in shorts and slippers and wear black sherwani or kurta pajama during important classrooms and university functions. Other traditions which have been listed in the advisory include calling dining hall attendants as Mia or Bhai, addressing fellow hostel mates as partner, payment of the bill by a senior if a senior and a junior are eating together, and treating everyone who comes to see them off when they are going home or outside to see off tea. Well, on to international news. About a million people have taken to the streets of Barcelona to mark Catalonia's National Day and show continued support for independence. The annual celebration is the first since Catalonia's failed attempt to break away from Spain last October. Meanwhile, in Brazil, it looks like there too the right is there to flourish, as Brazil's jailed former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has abandoned his long-running prison cell campaign to reclaim leadership of his country, bringing a scintilla of certainty to the most tempestuous and unpredictable Brazilian election in decades. And in case you missed it, Spain showed their remarkable potential under new coach Luis Enrique by destroying World Cup runners-up Croatia 6-0 to hand the visitors their biggest ever defeat and take control of the Nations League group. An England striker, Marcus Rashford, scored a second-half winner as a young and much-changed England avoided an unprecedented fourth successive defeat by defeating Switzerland 1-0 in a friendly. But it was Belgium striker Lukaku who scored twice and won a penalty that Eden Hazard converted as they crushed Iceland 3-0 in their National League's Group 2 clash on Tuesday. And that is all that we have for you for today. It is Ganesh Chaturthi tomorrow. Wishing you all prosperity and safety. We will now be back the day after. Until then, do take care, be productive, and don't be too naughty. Goodbye from TakePart.in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.